Proclamation number 5190 of 17th of August, 1951. God's love and care for his creatures. All people on earth are my concern, and I want to see all people happy. Yet I don't want to create earthly happiness for them as long as the soul is still in a state where earthly happiness can only harm it. I want to see the soul eternally happy. My love wants to prepare eternal life for them, and my wisdom therefore guides people such that the aim, eternal beatitude, is attainable if they want it themselves. I love all my creatures, and my love never ends. I never reject a soul forever, and it is never denied the return into the Father's house. And because the gate to eternity is always open, the path to the Father's heart is also always free, and no matter how badly the child has sinned, it will be accepted as soon as it returns repentant. Nothing is too small for me as the highest and most perfect being to accept, for I only await the moment when it voluntarily returns to me so that I can then make it eternally happy. This concern of my love for the relapse into the abyss, which will happen far sooner than the return into the Father's house, applies to all people. And this foresight causes me to intervene in an exceedingly painful way to save those who still hesitate and are in danger of being suddenly torn away from earth. I still fetch many people from this earth into the spiritual kingdom so that they will not fall prey to my adversary when a decision is demanded of them. I call them away even though they are still very immature, so that he will not overpower them, and then the entrance into the spiritual kingdom will be closed to them for an infinitely long time. For in the end I must administer justice and mercilessly separate the goats from the sheep, the good from the bad, and assign to all the place that is their due. Whoever is then not in my camp will inevitably stand with my adversary and must also share his fate of being banished again in earth and matter. And one day even the most hardened sinner will take the path into the Father's house. One day the open door will also attract him. He will feel powerfully drawn by my love which radiates towards him. Yet eternal times will still pass away. But I love all of you on this earth and want to help you find the path beforehand. I want you to follow me already now. I want to prepare beatitude for all of you already now and only need your will to do so. Therefore, don't be surprised that I exhaust all possibilities. Don't be surprised that I use all means to open the eyes of you blind earthly wanderers. Don't be surprised that the light of truth shines down to you from above so that you follow its ray and recognize the place of origin. It is my greater than great love that wants to pull you up out of pure grace. It is my hand of love that stretches out towards you. Seize this and let yourselves be drawn and come to the Father before it is too late. For he is waiting for you and will receive you with open arms if only you meet him with love in your heart and want to become blessed. Amen.